Welcome to the deep dive. We've got something really wild to unpack today, the Alpha Dogfight Trials, like this DARPA program. You know, it's all about pushing the limits of AI in air combat. Like, where does it really stand?
And think of this deep dive as your shortcut to being in the know, right?
Right.
We've gone through all the live commentary, the expert discussions during the trials. We bring you the big takeaways, the surprises, you know, what it all means without having to like dig through hours of footage yourself.
Exactly. And the core question, like the big one, is can AI actually beat a human fighter pilot in a dogfight? It's that classic showdown, like, you know, man versus machine, but now it's actually happening.
Exactly.
So like, what was everyone thinking going into this? Like, what were the expectations for how these AI systems would actually perform?
Well, you know, a lot of people thought, and even some of the teams kind of went with this strategy, that the best AI would be one that was like a mirror of a really good human pilot. Like you take all that human knowledge, all those years of experience, and you try to just build that into the AI, right? So it's like a digital version of all that expertise.
But it's interesting because, you know, I remember reading about some pretty surprising early wins from AI systems that weren't directly built on like copying human techniques. It's almost like a blank slate AI just learning on its own.
And that's huge, right? Because some of the teams that really focused on these expert systems, like they call them, they were trying to program all the rules, the decision making, like a digital playbook. And they actually struggled sometimes, you know?
Really?
They struggled against AI that learned more through trial and error, what we call reinforcement learning. It's kind of like how AI learns to play video games. You know, you get points when you do the right thing and it figures it out. But this raises some pretty interesting questions about how we teach complex skills, right?
It makes you think, like, if we let AI learn in its own weird way, maybe it'll find tactics that, you know, we wouldn't even think of, right? Almost like having an AI coach revealing new ways to do things. But let's get into the actual dogfights themselves, the nitty-gritty. What were some of the key performance aspects that really stood out to you?
So a few things jump out, right? First off, the AI could operate in these really extreme flight conditions that, like, a human pilot would just avoid, like holding negative G forces for a long time. You know, for a human, that's super uncomfortable. You feel weightless, like even floating up in the cockpit, which can mess with your vision and, you know, thinking clearly. But the AI, it doesn't care about that stuff. So it could explore these maneuvers that, you know, a human just wouldn't even consider. It's not just about being uncomfortable, right? Like our training, it's all about energy management and avoiding negative Gs for a long time because you can lose control or have blood flow issues, even with a G suit. But the AI, it just throws those rules out the window. So it makes us rethink some of our basic ideas about aerial combat.
It's a wild thought, right? Like an aircraft doing stuff that would literally knock out the human pilot inside, like operating without any of the biological limits that we have.
Exactly.
So what else was like particularly interesting? Anything else you noticed?
You know, the way some of the AI used the rudder pedals was really striking and often way different than how humans fly in F-16. The commentators kept saying how a lot of human pilots don't really use the rudder that much in a dogfight.
Really?
Yeah, but some of these AI agents were using them like crazy, which suggests that they might have found an edge in that really fine control over the aircraft's yaw. You know, if humans aren't using the rudder that much, maybe there's something we're missing, right? Maybe a blind spot in our tactics or even in how we design the aircraft for human pilots.
That's so fascinating. It's like the AI is like unlocking the full potential of the aircraft's controls in ways we haven't even considered. And I know another huge difference was just how much information the AI had access to compared to the human pilots, right?
Oh, absolutely. They call it perfect state information. It means the AI knew exactly where the opponent was, their speed, their status, everything, all the time. That's a huge advantage compared to us humans. You know, we're relying on what we see, the radar, other sensors, and all of those things have limitations, right? So the AI, it had a perfect picture of the fight, constantly updated. There's no need to scan around, build a mental picture of what's going on like humans have to do.
That's like playing with cheat codes, right? No more guessing, no more trying to piece things together in your head. You just have all the data laid out for you. So with this perfect information and this like alien way of flying, did you see any completely new tactics come up? Things that, you know, humans wouldn't normally do in a dogfight?
Definitely. They talked a lot about this one maneuver, unloading and extending and then repitching. It's like you ease off the G forces to gain speed really fast, create distance, and then boom, snap back into the fight with a sharp turn. It's not really intuitive for a human who might be more focused on staying tight and turning hard.
Oh, interesting.
And they also saw the AI get really aggressive with guns right at the merge, you know, that high-speed head-on pass. Like, super risky stuff.
Wow. So it wasn't just doing human stuff better. It was actually coming up with its own weird ways of fighting based on its unique abilities and how the simulation worked. But, you know, obviously a simulation is still just a simulation, right?
Right.
What were some of the, like, the big limitations, the differences between this virtual world and actual air combat?
That's a crucial point. The simulation didn't have a lot of the safety rules that are, like, you know, gospel in real world training.
Yeah.
For example, the 500-foot bubble. Yeah, that's the minimum distance you got to keep to avoid crashing into each other. That wasn't in the simulation. Same with the aspect angle, limits for shooting. In real life, there are rules about the angle you can be at when you fire your guns for safety.
Makes sense.
But in the simulation, they're pointing right at each other, shooting, which would be a huge no-no in real life.
Yeah, you don't want to end up flying through a cloud of debris from the guy you just shot down, right?
Exactly. So the AI can basically take risks that, you know, no human would ever be allowed to do.
So the AI is like playing on easy mode, right? Like no real consequences for crashing or breaking the rules.
Right. And even the guns themselves, the way they worked in the simulation, it was simplified. They used this cone shape for the area where the bullets would hit. But in reality, it's way more complex. You know, we have to get the pipper right on target and we only have so many bullets and it takes time for them to travel. So yeah, the simulation was definitely less challenging in some ways.
And I'm sure there were a ton of other real-world things that just couldn't be replicated.
Right, yeah, totally. Like fuel consumption, that wasn't fully modeled. And all the complexities of managing the cockpit in real life, you know, checking systems, talking to other aircraft, maintaining situational awareness. And maybe the biggest thing, you know, real-world BFM relies a lot on seat-of-your-pants feel. Those physical cues that you just don't get in a virtual environment.
Right, that makes sense. It's not just what you see, it's what you feel, right? Like an intuitive understanding of the aircraft through those physical sensations.
Exactly.
So it's interesting to think about how human pilots are actually trained, you know, because it's such a complex skill.
Yeah. So traditionally, we break it down into chunks, right? Offensive VFM, where you're attacking, defensive, where you're evading, and neutral, where it's kind of a stalemate.
Mm-hmm.
We learn specific moves for each situation, and then we put it all together in a real fight.
Right.
But here's the thing. The AI didn't necessarily learn that way. It wasn't bound by those categories. So it makes you wonder, are we teaching humans in the best way possible, or is there a better way that we haven't discovered yet?
That's a really cool thought. Like, maybe AI can teach us how to teach ourselves better.
It's possible.
But, you know, becoming a fighter pilot takes a huge amount of work and training, right?
Oh, absolutely. Years of intense training to get good at air-to-air combat, especially at low altitude, which is super demanding. We learn to recognize sight pictures, you know, specific visual cues that tell us what's going on and what the enemy might do next.
Yeah.
And then there's the physical aspect, right? Pulling G's. It takes a toll on your body.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be in top shape to think straight and react fast.
So human and AI, totally different ways of approaching this whole thing. Now let's talk about the alpha dogfight trials themselves, like the structure and the key players.
Okay, so they had several phases. First, the AI agents fought against these pre-programmed enemy aircraft made by DARPA and APL. Then they went head-to-head against each other, leading up to the semifinals and then the final showdown.
And were there any teams that just like consistently dominated throughout the competition?
Yeah, a few stood out. Heron Systems, Lockheed Martin, Aurora Flight Sciences, and Physics AI. Heron especially, they were really strong throughout the whole thing. They said it was because of the huge amount of training their AI went through and the really precise control it had over the aircraft.
Yeah. And I remember hearing some interesting stuff about how the other teams approached it too, right?
Yeah, yeah. Lockheed, they were known for being super aggressive with vertical maneuvers.
Mm-hmm.
Physics AI, they would surprise everyone with these weird moves that, like, nobody expected. And Aurora, they use VR to train their AI, even had real pilots fly against it in VR to give feedback.
So, like, a whole mix of approaches, everyone learning and innovating. And then, of course, we had the big finale, AI champion versus human pilot.
Right. The AI that came out on top was from Heron Systems, call sign Falco. It went up against a really experienced F-16 pilot, call sign Banger. This guy, he was a weapons school grad, a WIC, which means he's, like, top of the top. The best of the best.
Wow, so no pressure there, right?
No pressure at all. And Banger, he was flying using VR too.
Ah, so a simulation within a simulation? That must have added a whole other layer of complexity.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they tried to replicate the visuals and the information a pilot would see in their helmet, but it's still not the same as being in a real cockpit, feeling the G's, having that seat of your pants feedback. And Beyer himself said it was tough to adjust his real-world skills to this simulated environment.
Yeah, I bet. And, well, we all know how it ended, right?
Yeah. Falco, the AI, beat Banger, 5-0, total domination.
Wow. That must have been a tough pill to swallow. Did Banger talk about his experience after the fight?
He did. He said it was really hard to adapt his usual tactics to the simulation. Like, his initial turns would often put him in a bad spot against the AI. But he was also analyzing each fight, trying to figure out how to counter the AI's moves. You know, like a true fighter pilot, always learning and adapting.
Yeah, that's impressive. But, you know, we've got to keep in mind that this was still a simulation, right?
Hmm.
So what does this all really mean? What are the bigger implications of the Alpha Dogfight trials? Like, what's the future of human-machine teaming in air combat?
Well, just because the AI won in the simulation, it doesn't mean it's game over for human pilots, right?
Right.
And that's why programs like ACE, the Air Combat Evolution Program, are so important. They're taking this to the next level, moving from simulation to real-world testing, starting with one-on-one, then two-on-two, and eventually, you know, real aircraft.
So these trials were like the first step, proving that it's possible. But the real work is still ahead.
Exactly. And the idea is to create this human-machine symbiosis. Let the AI handle the super-fast, high-G stuff, the perfect tracking, and that frees up the human pilot to focus on the big picture, strategy, command, and control.
Yeah, that makes sense. Divide and conquer, right?
Right.
But I can imagine there might be some pushback from the pilot community. It's a very proud and skilled group with a lot of tradition.
Oh, yeah. There are definitely cultural challenges. Yeah. They even compared it to the cavalry back in the day, you know, being hesitant to switch to tanks. Like, for a pilot, their skill, their intuition, it's part of who they are.
Right.
So there's this understandable resistance to letting go of that,
yeah,
to giving control to a machine.
It's like, you know, we've seen this with other technologies too, right?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah.
Like, remember when people were skeptical of automatic ground collision avoidance systems?
Yeah.
Now it's standard, saving lives all the time. Mm-hmm. Same with fly-by-wire controls. There's always this initial hesitation. And with autonomy, people are okay with it for simple stuff like navigation. But when it comes to combat, where lives are on the line, trust becomes a huge issue.
And trust is really the key here, right? Like, if you're going to be fighting alongside an AI, you got to believe in it, especially in those high-pressure moments.
Absolutely. And that's what the Alpha Dogfight trials were all about, you know, starting to build that trust, showing what AI can do. And the debrief process, it's not just for humans anymore. It's about understanding how the AI made decisions so we can make it even better.
So it wasn't just about AI versus human. It was about figuring out how they can work together. And at the end of the day, even though the AI won, it was still a human achievement.
Right, absolutely. The team behind Falco, they're the ones who built it, trained it, made it what it was. So it's a human success story powered by AI.
That's a good way to put it. So to wrap things up for you today, we saw AI doing some seriously impressive stuff in a simulated dogfight, even coming up with new tactics. But taking this to the real world, that's a whole other challenge. And a big part of it is building trust between human pilots and these AI systems.
And now you have a pretty good grasp of this whole thing, right?
Right.
A cutting-edge development in AI that could change the future of aviation and defense.
And, you know, just one last thought to leave you with. If we've seen this much progress in AI in just the past year, what's going to happen in the next decade? What crazy stuff are we going to see? How are humans going to adapt and evolve alongside these technologies? And maybe the biggest question of all, what are the ethical and strategic implications of giving more and more control to autonomous systems, especially in combat? It's something to really think about. Definitely check out the DARPA ACE program if you want to learn more, and just keep exploring this whole world of AI and defense. It's moving fast, and it's only going to get more interesting from here on out. That's all the time we have for the deep dive today.